Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the audio conference call of Prumo Participações e Investimentos Financial Results for the first quarter of 2024. Thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions to participate will be given at that time. If you should require assistance during the call, please press the button "Raise Hand" and wait for the operator. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Today with us, we have Eugênio Figueiredo, the CEO of Prumo Participações e Investimentos and CFO of Prumo Logística. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Figueiredo. Please go ahead, sir.
Okay, thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining our first quarter of 2024 earnings call for Prumo Participações S.A. So first, we'll go through the highlights on the financial side, and then we'll have, as usual, our Q&A session. So in the first quarter of 2024, Ferroport loaded 5.4 million tons of iron ore, which represents an increase of 7.5% comparing to the 5.1 million tons of iron ore loaded in the same period of 2023. Ferroport was negatively impacted on the gross revenues coming from the take-or-pay that decreased 4.8% in the comparison with the same period in 2023, due to the readjustment of the port tariff under the take-or-pay contract, because we had a negative PPI, and the FX rate, which was in the first quarter 2024, lower than the same period of 2023. There was a decrease of 11% on the adjusted EBITDA because of those movements if you compare in the first quarter of 2023 due to the lower revenue, as I said, and higher costs of maintenance services, energy, and personnel. In 2024, the gross revenues coming from the T-oil presented a decrease of 35.6% with an amount of 17.9 million versus 27.9 million in the same period of 2023 due to the higher tariffs discounts on the first quarter. Ferroport distributed to Prumopar and to Anglo American in the first quarter of 2024, the amount of 165.3 million BRL. At Prumopar level, total distributions were 82.6 million in the first quarter of 2024, which represents an increase of 9.3% in comparison with the same period of 2023. Moving on to the Ferroport consolidated figures, we have taken a look on the income statement. The revenues, as I said, in the first quarter 2024 decreased 7.8% in the comparison of the first quarter of last year. And we have the representation of the port taxes revenues from T-oil decreasing 35.6% as a result of the depreciation of the BRL against the US dollar and the higher tariff discounts. We have port services revenues increasing 300% in the period compared to the same period in 2023, but it was a smaller amount, as you can see on the figures, when we see the absolute amount. And that's services rendered by what we called Ferroporte Serviços. The costs of services increased 58.8% versus the same period of 2023, mainly impacted by maintenance dredging in the amount of 34.1 million, which represents almost 94% of the increase on these accounts. The overall operating expenses increased 33% compared to the same period on last year, mainly due to third-party services and personnel. And during 2024, income before taxes amounted 146.5 million, meaning a decrease of 29.7%, and the net income amounted 99%, which is a decrease of 26.5%, both when compared to the same period in 2023. On the cash flow statement, I would like to highlight that cash flow from operating activities decreased 14.7% to an amount of 140.9 million BRL during 2024. Felport's CapEx totaled 13.3 million in 2024, which is a decrease of 6.7% compared to the same period of 2023. And when we look to the working capital variation, that was an increase of 48.4% in 2024 comparing to the same period of 2023, mostly due to the lower revenue and the dredging costs during the period in 2024. On the balance sheet of Ferroport, so figures consolidated on cash and cash equivalent at the end of March 2024 were 178.5 million BRL versus 216.7 million in December 31st, 2023, which is a decrease of 17.6% due to the higher dividend distribution. Moving on now to the main highlights at Prumopar level. During 2024, Prumopar reported a net financial loss of 69.7 million versus a net financial income of 4.7 million for the same period of 2023, mostly due to the negative impact of the exchange rate variation on loans, which impacted the financial loss and the financial income account as disclosed in the financial statements for the first quarter of 2024. In 2024, the net profit decreased 125.9% to actually a loss of 19 million BRL versus a profit of 73.3 million in the same period of 2023. The highlights on the cash flow statement. In the first quarter of 2024, Prumopar received an aggregate amount of 82.6 million BRL through dividend distributions coming from Ferroport, which is an increase of 9.3% compared to the first quarter of 2023. And last comment to finalize on the balance sheet of Prumopar. In 2024, Prumopar reported cash and cash equivalents of 84 million BRL. And it's a relevant increase of more than 3,000% because it's a smaller amount as well as comparison to December 31st, 2023, as a result of the dividends payment from Ferroport. So those were the main highlights. You can see more details on the earnings report that we actually filed and uploaded yesterday on our website. So I think we can move on back to starting the Q&A session. Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the button "Raise Hand" and wait for the operator. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, Please press the button Hide Hand. And our first question comes from Ruben Rizlogel with JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the call and for taking the questions. Just a couple of quick ones on my side. The first is on expectations for EBITDA margins for the rest of this year. Just trying to get a sense for how you see the run rate perspective for the business. I know obviously there's some changes that happens with FX moves, but just trying to get a sense for what the Ferroport asset itself is likely to margin the rest of the year. And then on a similar note, trying to get a sense for how you're seeing CapEx for the rest of this year and into the next year. Just some expectations around amounts for preventative maintenance and dredging would be helpful. Thanks.
Okay, Ruben, thanks so much for the question. First, on the EBITDA margin, there's a graph on our release that you can follow up quarter by quarter, the margins that we have since the first quarter 2023 until the first quarter 2024. So when we look to the adjusted one on the first quarter 2024, we're talking about a little bit above 78%, which is more or less the same range that we could see on the periods in 2023, except for the last quarter, which was lower than that. But the expectation is to be more or less in the same range. Of course, as I stated in the last call, we are seeing, because of the negative PPI and the adjustments to a lower basic tariff on the take-or-pay, a little bit tighten on the margins for this year. But it will be something that we don't expect to have a huge impact again, as we have pretty steady margins throughout the last years of operation. So it'll be ranging around more or less the same average. So that's the answer for the first one. So CapEx, as I stated as well on the last call, we are reaching in October this year the 10th year of operation in Ferroport. So a little bit of maintenance CapEx is gonna be kicking in for some of the equipment and the infrastructure that we have there. But again, it's something that will be ranging on more or less on the same margins as expected, as I stated. So those two movements, and together with the last one, which was the FX, as an appreciation of the BRL, which is now back, and we can see the ranges of FX back on the 5.4, 5.35, which were very different from the very beginning of the year, where we were ranging on 4.9 to 5 and low fives on the FX. That's going to provide us a little bit of more margin. But those three movements that we saw on the first quarter impacted these and on tightening a little bit the margins. So we could have this at the end, the 78.2% on the adjusted EBITDA margin compared to the last quarters of last year, where we saw on the higher, let's say, percentage last year, a little bit above 80% in a comparison.
Okay, gotcha. That's helpful. And then just a quick follow-up question on a slightly different topic. The debt amortization gets a little heavier for the bond in the next couple of years. Just your expectations on likelihood of meeting target versus amortizing somewhere in the middle between scheduled and target amortization.
Okay, yeah, we talked a little bit about that as well on the last call and not actually on the previous one at the end of 2023. So we expected to be below the target this year because of those the conjunction of those three movements. We're now facing a little bit of let's say release on the FX side, but the other two are still on. And so the expectation is to be below the target for this year.
Understood. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to pose a question, please press the button, raise hand, and wait for the operator. And our next question comes from Thomas Lemos with Barings. Please go ahead.
Hi, Eugenio. Can you hear me?
Yes, Thomas. Yes, loud and clear.
Hi, how's it going? I have one question. So that's it's about the dividends received in the quarter. I mean, that they look kind of quite high, especially considering the lower EBITDA that you had at the Ferroport level. So I'm just wondering if there was anything kind of changing the strategy that, I mean, you decided to pay higher dividends this quarter despite the lower EBITDA, and also if you can provide a little bit more color on what you expect for the second quarter dividends received at Promopar level. Thanks.
Hey, Thomas, thank you so much for the question. No, so we don't expect, and there was no change on the policy. Actually, there was a little bit of carry on some of the amounts from the end of 2023, and that made us possible to have a higher distribution in the first quarter of this year compared to what we had in the first quarter of 2023. Even though we had a little bit tighter margin, as you just said, but it was because of that. So there's no change on the policy or anything related to this.
Got it. And for the second quarter, can you provide kind of some sort of guidance on what you expect to receive at the Promopar level?
Yeah, actually, as I always highlight here, we don't provide guidances for results, but what I can again say is that we're still working on exactly the same rules that we have always been, which is distributing the excess cash in its totality after we have the minimum cash calculation at Ferroport, which is always looking forward and looking to what will be spent in OPEX and CAPEX for the next couple of months. So we're still keeping and not changing anything related to that. Most likely we'll have, as I said, a little bit more cushion and more breathing room because of the FX movement, but we still have a decrease because of the PPI on the basic tariff for the take or pay on the iron ore side. And we had higher discounts on the revenues coming from the T-oil vessels that as we advance throughout the year, we're going to performing on the amounts. If you recall, we have specific levels of discounts for specific ranges of volumes being done on the T-oil, and as we go through, we're going to have the discounts going down and that specific account going a little bit higher. But depending on those movements and how would they act in conjunction at the end of each quarter, then we might have a little bit more cushion to have distributions if we still see the effects moving on the right direction on this case, which would be the depreciation of the BRL against the USD.
Okay, got it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Again, if you would like to pose a question, please press the button raise hand and wait for the operator. This concludes today's question and answer session. I would like to invite Mr. Eugenio Figueiredo to proceed with his closing statements. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you so much. So to close, I think I would like to, again, thank you so much for the participation on our first quarter earnings call. We're going to be back soon with the results for the second quarter of 2024. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
That does conclude Prumo Participações e Investimentos financial results for the first quarter of 2024 audio conference call for today. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day and thank you for using Núcleo de Imagem.